Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. How the hell are you? 7:09 and 30. Today we got some clouds. We got some snow. Another inch possible during the day. High of 32. Tonight we got some breeze. It's going to be breezy. Some more snow, low of 22. Tuesday, cloudy, colder. Got some lake effect snow, 2 to 4 inches possible, and a high of 25. Snow on the way, because it's Christmas time. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Good Lord. Charlie Sheen is suing the National Enquirer. If you don't know what the National Enquirer is, it's a horrible trash publication. It's like TMZ, but trailer parkish, if that makes sense. Anyway, he's suing them for claiming he raped Corey Haim in the 80s. Last month, the tabloid reported that Charlie assaulted Corey while they were shooting the movie Lucas. Corey was 13 at the time, and Charlie was 19. Charlie tells TMZ, quote, "In my nearly 35 years as a celebrated entertainer, I have been nothing shy of forthright, noble, and valiant courier of the truth, consistently admitting and owning a laundry list of shortcomings, wrongdoings, and indiscretions this traveler hath traveled." Sometimes Charlie just makes it very hard to read what he's saying. However, he continues to say, however, every man has a breaking point. These radically groundless and unfounded allegations end now. I now take a passionate stand against those who wish to even entertain these sick and twisted lies against me. Game over. End quote. Corey's mother, as pointed out in the suit, has denied the allegations. Corey is also suing actor Dominic Bariska, who is quoted in the article saying Haim told him about the alleged rape. Cripes. I don't even know what to say about Hollywood anymore, man. It's just as awful. It's just terrible garbage everywhere, you know, everywhere. If you're tired of not being able to drink your donuts, the whole chewing your donuts thing is just such a waste of time for you. Well, good luck. Two breweries in Florida are trying to crack the code and figure out how to brew beer using Krispy Kreme donuts. Hidden Springs Ale Works and Arcane Ale Works recently got together to work on a Russian Imperial Stout using the donuts as an ingredient. Now, the stout, which clocks in at 12.5% alcohol content, is said to be, quote, roasty and chocolatey with some donut flavor. Thank God, because I'm tired of putting my Krispy Kreme donuts in a blender and then mixing beer with it. This will save so much time and effort. Very excited. Well, this is a huge number, but just know some people spend 5 times as much, myself included. According to a new study, the average American spends $1,175 a year ordering takeout and delivery, which works out to be about $70,000 in their lifetime. And if you spend more than $100 a month on delivery, it might be more than that. Here's 5 more stats about food delivery. 82% of people said they ordered food at least twice a month. Dude, I did three. I was at Taco Bell 3 times this past week, for God's sakes. 47% of us feel like we order food too much, and 52% of us feel guilty about it. The top 3 reasons for ordering food are you're craving something specific, you're too lazy to cook, or you don't have the time. 18% say that they're worse at cooking and they used to because of ordering too much food. And lastly, the most popular thing we order is pizza, which isn't surprising. The rest of the top 5 are French fries, burgers, fried rice, and egg rolls. So there you go. Dude, I know I spend way more than that. It's horrible. I eat out way too much. It's so damn good, especially when you're drunk. Hey, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?